Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
This is Here and Now. After postponing all oral arguments for March and April because of COVID-19, the Supreme Court announced this week that it will hear oral arguments by phone in May, including the case of President Trump's financial records. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg joins us now. Hi, Nina.
Hi there, Jeremy.
Well, and first of all, in all the time you've covered the court, has there ever been a situation like this?
No, of course not. I don't know whether I'm looking forward to covering the court remotely, but I approach it with some trepidation whether I can execute the way I want to execute. But other than that, it's a little heart-stirring in a way.
Well, how is it going to work exactly for the court to hear oral arguments remotely?
Well, we don't know all the details, but oral arguments will resume for the first 2 weeks of May. They will be hearing a bunch of cases that they consider time-sensitive or for other reasons very important to take care of sooner rather than later. A lot of other cases appear as though they're going to be put over until next term. But the system laid out in a press release from the court is that this will be a telephone oral argument, and the audio will be made available to the media for live streaming. The court has never done that before. The counsel will be not there. The justices will be not there. They will all be in their homes. And it's going to be, I suspect, very different from a normal argument in which typically you have, you know, you can have as many as 75 questions from the justices in a half hour. And they step all over each other. And sometimes the Chief Justice has to sort of make order. But in this case, I suspect it's going to be a good deal more stilted because without making eye contact, it's very hard to ask follow-up questions and to know when another justice is going to speak. So they haven't told us how they're going to orchestrate this.
So, Nina, the big case a lot of people are talking about is in regards to President Trump's financial records. We've been watching this for some time. Remind us of the details of this case.
The lower courts have upheld a set of subpoenas for information sought from President Trump's accountants, longtime accountants, and banks that extended him large multi-million-dollar loans. And Congress sought that information, including the president's tax returns from before he was president, to determine whether additional legislation is needed to stiffen up the ethics laws, to require a future president to disclose his or her taxes. The lower courts upheld those subpoenas as within Congress's purview. A separate subpoena issued by a grand jury in New York for information relating to alleged hush money paid to porn star Stormy Daniels and another woman. Again, the lower courts have upheld that grand jury subpoena in a criminal case. All of those are before the Supreme Court. Trump has intervened to say, I'm immune from subpoenas like this, period. And now it's before a court that has been quite deferential to executive power, with a five-justice conservative majority, but nonetheless with a history, a Supreme Court history, of upholding subpoenas, for example, in a criminal case against President Nixon, and upholding the requirement that President Clinton testify in a civil case against him. Mm-hmm. So we'll see what's going to happen, but they're very important cases.
Nina, I have one more thing I want to ask you about before we let you go, because as you know, Kate McKinnon on Saturday Night Live reprised her Ruth Bader Ginsburg impression over the weekend with some exercise tips for people stuck at home. Listen to this.
So today I'm going to be working all the major muscle groups of the body. We got the abs, gams, tuchus, chicken wings, and critical thinking.
Nina, what do you know about how the justices are handling the quarantine themselves?
Well, I know that Justice Ginsburg is continuing her workout, but at home now. And she does push-ups and she does full planks. and I can't do either. I do knee planks. But I've got some machines at home, and I'm trying to work out every day on the theory that if she can do it, so can I. Right. I don't know what the other justices are doing. Justice Breyer, I know, is at his home in Cambridge with his wife and his daughter and a passel of grandchildren who live with him there. And I'm sure that's got to be an interesting way to have to really hunker down and work. You know, they all have law clerks, and they're in touch with their law clerks by phone, and they have different systems for retrieving information if they need it from the office. They're not probably like me, who went to NPR yesterday. There was not a soul in my area where I work, and I just pulled out probably another 40 or 50 files to take home with me, because I don't think we're going back till June, if then.
If then, exactly. That is NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg. Nina, thanks so much.
Thank you, Jeremy. Be safe.
You too. And now, Robin, let's all do a full plank for Justice Ginsburg.
I never say if she can do something, I can do it. Ever.
Ever. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.